And now, Spotlight Montana with Laurel Staples.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spotlight Montana. I'm Laurel Staples, and my guest today is award-winning filmmaker David King from Polson, and he's here to talk about his new documentary. It premieres this month. Very excited about this documentary and can't wait to hear about it. But first, before we talk about that, just letting you know that we are coming to you from a new location. We are on the ranch. This is my home right here. You see Lolo Peak in the background, and this is a refreshing change because, for as David knows, for the past 2 years we've been doing Spotlight Montana from the studio via Zoom, and now we finally get a chance to take it out of the studio and do this in person. And we have nice weather as well, so I couldn't ask for a better day to do this.
Couldn't agree more. It's so lovely out here. I'm glad to be part of the Coming Back to Live presentations.
Well, and good to see you, David.
Likewise.
And I'm very excited to hear more about your new documentary. And go ahead and tell us what it's about.
Baked by Grace is about the Lake City Bakery and the people who run it and work there and the customers. Lake City Bakery is in Polson, Montana. It has been in the same family for 52 years now. Mm-hmm. Larry and Marilyn Humphrey bought it in 1970. And then their son, Mike Humphrey, and his wife, Dania, bought it from them in 2016. So they've been running it themselves since then.
Okay. So how did you get involved? What inspired you?
I like passion projects. That means it's a project I'm doing for no compensation. My wife and I love to do those kinds of things between paying projects. Basically, one of their employees, named Damien, came into a very big line that my wife was waiting in and was so cheerful and so kind and so helpful to all the people who were there that my wife came out of there not feeling like she'd waited in a line. She felt like she'd been blessed by Damien. And so that was the catalyst for us wanting to make the film, was how loving and kind and generous these people are who run this place.
Yeah, and a business that's been operating for over 50 years, just remarkable. And you can't miss it when you're driving into Polson, just before the bridge, it comes up on the left-hand side.
Correct.
There's a beautiful mural on the side of it with cherries and a vintage car as well.
Yes.
And the food is amazing there.
Just exquisite.
Yeah, so before we go any further, let's stop and we are going to watch the trailer.
Music playing, coffee's hot, donuts are fresh. What more can you ask for in a job?
I've gone up and down those stairs since I was age 6.
You got to have a cream-filled maple bar. They're famous for them.
My pillow was never dry when I went to bed, ever, because I just felt so alone. I felt so left out. I felt like I had nothing.
Most of us are recovering drug addicts or alcoholics. I like to give people a chance.
I've never worked at a place where if I came here with a problem and I was upset, the whole place would stop and pray with me.
And whatever you do, care about it, you know? Let it represent who you are.
Why not just take my time, at least just like a second, just to make somebody happy? It's like, what does that cost me? It costs me nothing to be able to make somebody smile.
You know what a donut is? It's nothing more than two smiles coming together.
And there you are, my dear.
Thank you.
Of course. And you have a nice rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Say, hey, how can I help you?
Love the trailer, and that's where we meet Damien.
Damien is just, well, you can see why we liked him, what we were attracted to about him. He's just one of these feel-good guys.
All right, well, one thing that I'm hearing with this documentary and the bakery is that it's about giving people second chances. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that.
Well, Mike and Dania, who own the place, met in a bar. She was a bartender at the bar across the street from the bakery. And he met her there, and At the time, they were both heavy drinkers. They were abusing drugs. They were a mess by their own admission in the film. And then they became Christians. First Dania, and then Mike, kind of kicking and screaming, became a believer too. And it changed their lives. And now they view their place as safe harbor for people who are recovering, for broken people. Customers, a waitress who works there named April, had a rough past. And she said, I've never worked somewhere where if you have a problem, they'll stop and pray for you right there. And she can't imagine working anywhere else now.
Well, what are some of the things that you hope this documentary will accomplish?
I hope this film blesses people much like the Lake City Bakery blesses people. We're going to enter in festivals all over the world, and we know that it will ring true for a lot of people. We are all broken to one degree or another, and it's wonderful to see people being so open about their lives, about their foibles, about their failures, and embrace being accepted and loved in a community.
What was it like behind the scenes putting this together, the big takeaways?
If you're going to run a bakery and you're going to be a third generation scratch baker like Mike Humphreys, you better be willing to get up early in the morning. He arrives at work at 3:15 in the morning, and I went through one shift with him where I showed up at the same time and watched him go through the whole process of making all these beautiful donuts and rolls and things and the frosting. And I'm surprised I haven't gained 20 pounds since I started working on this film, because I got a lot of free donuts out of it too.
From scratch, right?
From
Everything's
scratch.
Made from scratch.
Yes, and that's what's beautiful about it. And it's not just a bakery. Lake City Bakery serves a wonderful lunch. They have a nice menu, some serious burgers, some serious soup. They're famous for their soup. Some people come in for soup. Speaking of that, there are regular customers who come in every single day, like Charlie and his wife, Susie. Charlie has a waffle every day with two pieces of bacon. Susie dances around on the menu a little bit, but he's Mr. Waffle, and they're featured in the film.
It's the center of the community,
pretty much.
You know?
It is.
And it's been serving the community, like you said, for over 50 years.
Definitely.
Yeah, phenomenal.
And the loyalty of the customers is just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. A previous film I did was about Rich Wine's Burgerville. Same thing. I mean, you've got many of the same customers going to both places. So it's great.
Burgers, fries, and family ties. And that documentary has won a lot of awards.
We're so grateful. Yeah. It's been on the circuit for a couple of years now, and it's won several audience awards. That's the most meaningful one to us, is one of the audience likes it. And it's won several Best Documentary Feature awards. And so we're just very grateful for that.
All right. So talk about what's planned for the premiere coming up in May, Baked by Grace.
On the 13th of May, which is a Friday, it's going to be premiering at the Showboat Cinema on their main screen. And then it'll be playing daily from the 13th through the 19th, which is a full week screening, so multiple times a day. So if you want to see it, that's a great opportunity to do that. The premiere with the staff and the Q&A, kind of like a film festival, will be at 4 p.m. on Friday, the 13th of May.
Okay. Tickets still available?
They're available. Yeah. They're only $5 each, and it's going to be one of those things where I think people are going to love to see themselves and see their friends on screen.
Oh, yeah. And tickets can be purchased in advance or at the door or both?
I think you can purchase tickets from the Showboat Cinema, but there's not reserved seating. So if you want to come and see a film, you'll have to, you know, first come, first served, if you will. So you can't assure yourself a seat, especially for the premiere, unless you show up early.
Okay. Well, anything else that you'd like to tell us about this documentary?
It's one of those passion projects that just feels right. And we personally agree so much with what they're doing and things that we don't really care if it's, quote, successful or not or makes money. We just hope it blesses people.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing it, and I can't wait. What's your next project?
I'm working on a project-based learning piece called Change Ed, or Changed. And it's about a school out here in Alberton with Micah, who's the principal there, who is implementing project learning into a very old K-12 school. And we're very excited about that, and we think that will be interesting to a lot of people as well.
Okay, I look forward to seeing that one too.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you so much. And again, it is Baked by Grace, and the premiere is coming up on the 13th, and you can either purchase tickets at the door, or you can buy those advance too.
I believe so. Check with the Showboat Cinema.
Perfect. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.